Today's daf is Vachim daf Yud Zayin, and we are at the two dots in the middle of daf Tezayin on the base Oinen Pasul. So yesterday, Be'ezus Hashem, we began the second perek of Masechtas Vachim. And the perek began with people that are pasul to do any one of the Avodas Adam. The Mishnah discusses Kabbalah, but as we spoke out, the Rishonim say, Kabbalah lav dafka. But rather, the Mishnah means Kabbalah, Halacha and Zrika. The only one of the Avodas Adam that's not included in the Halacha of the Mishnah Shechita, and that's based on what the Gemara says on Daf Yudalad Amadeus, Shechita Ksheir Bazar, because Shechita Lav Avodahi. But regardless, the Mishnah said, Kol Hazvachim Shekiblu Daman, Zar, Oinein, Tful Yoim, Mechosa Kippurim, Mechosa Begodim, Shaloi Rochatz Yedayim Veraglayim, Oral Tomei Yoishev, Oimet Al Gabi Kelim, Al Gabi Behemo, Al Gabi Ragli Chaveroi, Posel, Kibel Besmoil, that's Machlekes, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. So the Mishnah mentions a whole list, a whole gamut of people that are possible to do Kabbalah, Hoylocha, and Zrika. The first possible mentioned in the Mishnah was Or, we spoke about that yesterday. The second possible mentioned in the Mishnah is Oinein. We began to speak about that yesterday. The Gemara is going to continue, resume its discussion of an Oinein that's possible to do the Avodah, and then at the latter part of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss a Tful Yoim and a Mechusa Kippurim that are also possible to do the Avodah. So we're going to be discussing an Oinein, a Tful Yoim, and a Mechusa Kippurim. Obviously, this is not a light daf, specifically in the context of doing the Avodah. So an Oinein, of course, is someone that Lo Yaleinu loses a Kariv. The day of the Misa, the Yom HaKfura, so there's a discussion in the Poskim exactly what the precise definition of an Oinein is, but the point is that an Oinein, says the Mishnah, is not allowed to do the Avodah. So the first half of the sugi of Oinein was discussing the Makar, and the Gemara brought four Makaris, two Psukim, two Kal V'chaymers, and now the Gemara continues on that note. So one of the things that we saw with regards to the Oinein is that although an Oinein himself is not allowed to do the Avodah, there's an exception to the rule. Oinein is Futter Mechlali, and that is the Kohen Gadol. The Pasuk says that if a Kohen Gadol finds out while he's in the Beis HaMikdash, that one of his relatives died, Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetze, he's not allowed to leave the Mokim HaMikdash, V'lo Yechalo Les Mikdash Alekot, he has nothing to worry about. He can continue doing the Avoida, and his Avoida won't constitute Chilul, meaning he won't be Mechal the Avoida while he's doing the Avoida. But clearly what you see in the Pasuk is, Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetze, that although a Kohen had yet, that's an Oinein, can't do the Avodah, that's the Mishnah. But a Kohen Gadol is different. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avodah. And as we're going to see, not only was the Kohen Gadol allowed to do the Avodah Tzibur, but the Kohen Gadol, when he was an Oinein, was even allowed to bring a Korban Yoch. It's up to Gemara, Amar Rava, Loi Shanu, Elab a Korban Yoch. This that the Mishnah says that an Oinein is possible. Oinein is not allowed to do the Avodah. That's only if an Oinein wants to do the Avodah with a Korban Yoch. Avodah with Korban Tzibur, Meratza, but an Oinein, not Kohen Hedyet, not a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avodah when he's an Oinein. An Oinein Kohen Hedyet is allowed to do the Avodah, granted that the Avodah that he is doing involves a Korban Tzibur. Says Rava, how do I know that? Kal v'chomer mi tuma, I know it. Mi kal v'chomer from tuma. Ma tuma, shalei hutru michlal da itzal Kohen Gadol b'Korban Yochid. Ma doch tuma, where the halach is that a Kohen Gadol that's tamei is not allowed to do the Avodah. Still hutru itzal Kohen Hedyet b'Korban Tzibur. The halachi is that Tuma Hutshu b'Tzibur, Tuma Tchuyah b'Tzibur. So if a Korban Tzibur is being brought, then Rav of Klal Yisrael's Tomei, whatever the Gedarim of Tuma Hutshu and Tuma Tchuyah b'Tzibur are. But the point is, we know there's a concept that a Korban Tzibur could be brought even by a Kohen Hedyet that is Tomei. That's the Chiddush of Hutshu b'Tzibur. So Madach Tuma, where a Kohen Gadol cannot bring a Korban Yochid, when he is Tomei, still a Korban Hedyet could bring a Korban Tzibur when he's Tomei. Aninus, Shehutru Michlala, it's a Kohen Gadol, but Korban Yochid. So Aninus, which is more Kuladik, because you find that a Kohen Gadol, who's an Oinein, could bring a Korban Yochid, Enoidin, Shehutru, it's a Kohen Hedyet, but Korban Tzibur, then certainly a Kohen Hedyet, that's an Oinein, should be able to bring a Korban Tzibur. So Rava said that even though the Gemara brought four drushes, four limudim, that an oinen is not allowed to do the avodah. Says Rava Achidish, that's only a carbon yachid. A carbon tzibur, an oinen is allowed to do the avodah. Even a kohen hedyot. Again, a kohen gadol is always allowed to do the avodah when he's an oinen. We're discussing a kohen hedyot. A kohen hedyot that ordinarily is not allowed to do the avodah when he's an oinen, that's only going to be true if he's bringing a carbon yachid. But if he's bringing a carbon tzibur, he could. How does he know that? He says, I know from Kal v'chomer. Madoch, a kohen hedyot that's tamei could bring a carbon tzibur. Certainly, a kohen hedyot that's an oinen could bring a carbon tzibur. Now, why are you assuming that tumah is more chomer than anino, so that you can make this kal v'chomer? Madoch, a kohen hedyot that's tamei can bring a carbon tzibur. Certainly, a kohen hedyot that's an oinen can bring a carbon tzibur. Says, I know that from the halach of a kohen gadol, because a kohen gadol that's an oinen is allowed to bring a carbon yachid, whereas a kohen gadol that's tamei is not allowed to bring a carbon yachid. So what you see from there is that tumah is more chomer than aninos. So if kohen hedyot that's tamei, he has the psul that's chomer, could bring a carbon tzibur. Certainly a kohen hedyot that is an oinen should be able to bring a carbon tzibur as well. In other words, what Rav is saying is a chiddush, and this is important in order to understand the Gemara until the bottom of the Amud. Although the pshutai shal mikra, if you take the drushes that the Gemara brought at first at face value, it would appear that an oinen is always possible to do the avodah. An oinen kohen hedyot can never do the avodah. An oinen kohen gadol could always do the avodah. Rava said a chiddush. Rava said based on one of the yud gemar midah shatera nidrashes, and based on the midah of kal v'chomer, I think if you move the pieces around, you have no choice but to say that it's not always true. We have to compromise the makar, so to speak, and we have to say it's true that an oinen is not allowed to do the avodah. But the only time an oinen is not allowed to do the avodah is if it's a carbon yach. But if it's a carbon tzibur based on the midah of kal v'chomer, I don't believe that's going to be true. Meaning, although the pshutai shel mikra, the face value of the drasha is that an oinen is never allowed to do the avodah, but based on the midah of kal v'chomer, we're going to say it's not the case. It's only by a carbon yachid that an oinen is not allowed to do the avodah. But when it comes to a carbon tzibur, the halacha is going to be differently. So the Gemara now asks, maskef lo rava bar ahiloi, three kashas on Rava. And that is, the Gemara Tain is that Rava, in his Kal V'chomer, assumed three hanachas. He assumed three hanachas. And L'chura, if you want to go and use the methodology of Rava, and that is that a limud, or a mefurish makar, needs to be tweaked based on the midah of Kal V'chomer, then I think the three hanachas that Rava assumed in the Kal V'chomer that he made aren't necessarily the case. And if that's true, his whole Kal V'chomer falls off, which means that Rava is being sort of inconsistent. Meaning Rava is saying that even though the Pshuta Shel Mikra is that an Oinein is not allowed to do the Avodah, but the midah of Kal V'chomer qualifies that and says it's only true for carbon yachid, it's not going to be true for a carbon zimmer. It's mefurish in the pasuk, I hear it, but it has to stem with Kal V'chomer. And Kal V'chomer says that the drasha, the limud, can't be understood kipshutai. If you want to use that methodology, cut and paste that thought process, that methodology, three of the hanachas that Rava made to make his Kal V'chomer aren't going to work. And if that's the case, the whole Kal V'chomer is mufrach minei obey, because manavshach. Either you take psukim literally and say that even though it doesn't shtum with a Kal V'chomer, but the pasuk is moitzi the Kal V'chomer, or you say fakir. You say the Kal V'chomer is moitzi the pasuk. And Rava is going both ways. Rav is making three hanachas in his Kal V'chomer that don't stem with the Kal V'chomer, and the purpose of what Rav is trying to say is to be mitzi a pasuk midei pshutai based on the midah of the Kal V'chomer. Okay, so what were the three hanachas that Rav made? Number one, Rav, the halacha is that an avodah, a koyein that is tameh, is not allowed to do the avodah. Right, a koyein that's tameh is not allowed to do the avodah. Now, that's true for a carbon yachid, it's not true for a carbon tzibur. Is that true for a kohen gadol, or is that not true for a kohen gadol? Rav assumed in his hanacha very, very clearly that when we say that a kohen that's tamei is not allowed to do the avodah, it's not just the kohen hedyot that's not allowed to do the avodah, it's true for a kohen gadol as well. Where did he say that? Matom ashloi hutshu mikola it's a kohen hedyot b'karbon yachid. Meaning, he said mefurish, matom ashloi hutshu mikola it's a kohen gadol b'karbon yachid. You can argue that maybe when the pasuk says that a kohen that's tamei is not allowed to do the avodah, maybe it only means a kohen hedyot. Maybe it doesn't mean a kohen gadol. Rava assumed that. Now, the reason Rava assumed that is because that's the Pshutei Shel Mikra. It doesn't say anywhere a chilek between a kohen hedyot and a kohen gadol. But the Gemara in a minute is going to ask that based on the midah of Kal V'chomer, maybe we should argue it's only a kohen hedyot that's not allowed to do the avodah of a karbon yachid when he's tamei. Maybe a kohen gadol is allowed to. Number two, The halacha is that tumah is hutra b'tzibur. Rav assumed for sure that the halacha of tumah hutra b'tzibur is true even for a carbon head, even for a kohen head, not only for a kohen gadol. What was Rav's lashon? Ma tumah shlo hutra mikol eitzel kohen gadol b'carbon yochid. Hutra eitzel hedyet b'carbon tzibur. He's saying clearly that a kohen hedyet is allowed to do an avoida when he's tameh, as long as the avoida is a carbon tzibur. Mechateisi. Maybe the only time we say tumah hutra b'tzibur is by a kohen gadol. Maybe it's not by a kohen hedyet. So I know what Rav is going to say. What do you mean? That's the pshutei shel mikra. Okay, but if you want to make the pshutei shel mikra work with kal v'chaymer, as we see, the Gemara is going to ask a kasha that in the world of kal v'chaymer that doesn't stim. And maybe the only time we say tumah hutra b'tzibur is if the kohen that's doing the avoida is a kohen gadol. Maybe it's not true. The kohen that's doing the avoida is a kohen hedyet. And finally, Rava assumed that when we say that a kohen gadol that's an oinin is allowed to do the avoida, it means he's allowed to do the avoida of a carbon yachid and the avoida of a carbon tzibur. What was Rava's lashon? Anino shehutro miklole eats a kohen gadol be carbon yachid. There too, you can argue. Maybe the only time we say that a kohen gadol oinin is allowed to do the avoida is if it's a carbon tzibur. Maybe not if it's a carbon yachid. Again, what's Rava going to tell you? That's what the pasuk says. That's the pshutei shel mikra. But the Gemara is going to ask now that based on the midah of kal v'chaymer, you can argue that maybe the only time a kohen gadol oinin is allowed to do the avoid is if it's a carbon tzibur, not if it's a carbon yachid. So again, just the high level we have to get. And that is that what the Gemara is saying is that Rav is saying that although the drasha, the lima, the full imudim that the Gemara brought in yesterday's daf, that an oinin is possible to do the avoida is mashma, or oinin is always possible to do the avoida. Oinin is never allowed to do the avoida. Loishnof, it's a carbon yachid, loishnof, it's a carbon tzibur. Said Rav, the halacha is not that way. It's just the carbon yachid that an oinin is not allowed to bring. But an oinin is allowed to bring a carbon tzibur. Isn't the pshutei shel mikra mashma that an oinin is always possible? It's true. But the mid of kal v'chaymer forces me to be mitzi the drasha midei pshutei and say that the drasha is only referring to a carbon yachid. The drasha is not referring to a carbon tzibur. What's the kal v'chaymer? Kal v'chaymer mituma. Whatever the kal v'chaymer is. Tainas, the Gemara, in order for Rava to establish this kal v'chaymer, he had to make three hanachas. There were three building blocks that Rava used in his kal v'chaymer. And all three building blocks were really predicated on taking a pasuk kipshutai. And the emes is that if you wanted to reconcile those three building blocks, those three psukim with the mid of kal v'chaymer wouldn't reconcile. So if Rava's methodology is correct, that kal v'chaymer could be mitzi or pasuk midei pshutai, which is ultimately what Rav is trying to do when he's saying his chiddush that an oinin could do a carbon tzibur, then you have to do it across the board, which essentially would knock out all three of Rav's buildings. What were these kal v'chaymers that would have knocked out the hanachis that Rav makes? You're assuming that an kohen gadol, that's an oinin, is allowed to bring a carbon yacht. Fake the Gemara, why? Mask of Lora Babari Loi. I can argue not that way. It doesn't stem with Kalva Chaymer. Umatumash, which rates a Kayan Hedyet Bitzibur. Madach Tumma, which a Kayan Hedyet is allowed to bring if he's Tame. A carbon tzibur. Loi Hutra, it's a Kayan Gadol, a carbon yachid. Still a Kayan Gadol, that's a tameh is not allowed to bring a carbon yachid. Aninos shaloi hutra eats a kohen hedyet but carbon tzibur. Then aninos where a kohen hedyet can't bring a carbon tzibur. In addition, shaloi tuta eats a kohen gadol but carbon yachid. Then certainly a kohen gadol that's an oinin shouldn't be able to bring a carbon yachid. So the chura based on a kal v'chaymer mitumah, the halacha should be that a kohen gadol that's an oinin should not be able to bring a carbon yachid. Meaning this hanocha of Rava doesn't stem with kal v'chaymer. Another kasha. V'sutar tumei etzel kohen gadol b'karbin yachid mikal v'chaymer. We said that the halacha of tumo hutshu v'tzibur is only true for a tzibur. A tzibur, a kohen hedyet, and a kohen gadol allowed to bring a karbin tzibur. But when it comes to a yachid that's tamei, even the kohen gadol was not allowed to bring a karbin yachid if he was Tommy. Frank the Gemara, why? I would argue that based on the Mita Kal V'chaymer, it shouldn't be this way. And this is an easy one. Mi Kal V'chaymer, ma aninus shlei hutei etzel kohen hedyet b'karbon tzibur, hutei etzel kohen gadol b'karbon yachid. Ma d'chaninus, where you find a kula, that a kohen gadol, that's an oinein, is allowed to bring even a carbon yachid. So tumah shehutei etzel kohen hedyet b'karbon tzibur, in addition shehutei etzel kohen gadol b'karbon yachid. So if a kohen gadol is allowed to bring a carbon yachid when he's an oinein, certainly he should be able to bring a carbon yachid when he was Tommy. Because Tuma on one hand is more kulidik than aninus. Because by Tuma you find the concepts of Tuma Hujub and Zibur. By aninus you don't find such a concept. So make a tasty that whole anocha. And then finally, the lois suter Tuma itzel kain hadiyat be carbon zibur. This that we're assuming that Tuma Hujub and Zibur applies even to a kain hadiyat, that's one of the accepted yisaidus and shas. That Tuma Hutchub and Tzibur doesn't mean Dafka the Kohen God that was allowed to do the Avodah. Of course, the Kohen Hedyot was allowed to do it. That was one of Rav's three Hanachas that he made in his Kasha. But the Gemara says, how does that stem with Kal V'chaymer? Ma ani no shehu treitz al kohen gadol bekarben yachid, loy hu treitz al kohen hedyot bekarben tzibur. Madach aninus. A kohen hedyot is not allowed to bring if he's an oinein, even a carbon zibur. So tumah shlei hutra eitz a kohen gadol b'karben yochid, and then shlei tuta b'kohen hedyot b'karben zibur. Meaning, on some level, you can argue that tumah is more kuladig or more chomer than aninos, because by aninos you find this chiddush that a kohen gadol yochid can be makriv when he's an oinein. You don't have this halacha as it relates to tumah. So madach a kohen hedyot can't bring a carbon zibur when he's an oinein, then certainly a kohen hedyot shouldn't be able to bring a carbon zibur when he was tamei. So mehecha tesi this whole hanacha that tumah hutra betzibur applies even to a kohen hedyot. So this is confusing. But the point is, what the Gemara is saying is that I can come up with kal v'chaymer this way, that way, we can yank us all over the place. At the end of the day, what do you have to say? What are you forced to say? Ela ikkel mifrach achi. The ikkel mifrach achi, kol chad v'chadah. Take it with the at the end of the day, mistama, you have to go with the pshutei shel mikra. So there's a halacha of tumah hutra betzibur, it applies even to a kohen hedyot. There's a halacha that a kohen gadol can be makriv oinein, it applies even to a karben yachid. There's a halacha that a kohen that's tummy can't bring a karben yachid, it applies even to a kohen gadol. Meaning, we just assume the pshutei shel mikra. How do you reconcile it with kal v'chaymers? I don't know how you reconcile it with kal v'chaymers. Because ikkel mifrach achi, the ikkel mifrach achi, it's going to be impossible to really come up with a solid kal. But if that's the case, just coming full circle, and this is the end of this Gemara. So what the Gemara says is that Rava, if you want to assume that kol chada v'chada teku beduchte, and not try to reconcile all these psukim with the mid of kal v'chaymer, say the same thing with regards to the psul oinein. When we say that an oinein is pasul, it means he's pasul to bring a carbon yachid, it means he's pasul to bring a carbon zibur as well. Can you make a geshmaka kal v'chaymer? Madach tumas hutra betzibur, certainly anina should be hutra betzibur. I hear, but again, ikkel mifrachachi, it's going to be impossible to reconcile everything, and as a result, kol chada v'chada teki beduchte. Excess. Before we go weiter, two horrors. Number one, so the subject of the second parak again is Kol Hazvachim Shekiblu Domam, a whole list of psulim, pasuls. We mentioned yesterday that when we say pasul, we don't just mean that a zar is not allowed to do the avodah. To tell me that a zar is not allowed to do the avodah, l'chura, we don't need the sugya. Pasuk says many, many times that who did the avodah? The krivu bnei Aharon, Sadam. We know that a zar wasn't allowed to do the avodah. We know that a kohen was supposed to do the avodah. And that same is going to be true for a lot of the psalm that I mentioned in the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is not that these people are not allowed to do the avodah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that these people, if they do the avodah is going to be possible. So again, the chiddush of the Mishnah is not, for example, a zar, that a zar can't do the avodah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is not that an oinein cannot do the avodah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that if a zar does the avodah is possible. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that if an oinein does the avodah, the avodah is possible. If a tefil yoim does the avodah that the tefil yoim is going to be possible. So much so that Rabbi Kiveger, as Pirush on Mishnayos, asks that isn't there a sugi in the beginning of Masechtas Temura? Iovid mahani, iovid loy mahani, machlokes abayi v'rava. Kol milsu David Rachmano. Anytime the Torah says you're not allowed to do something, and you went ahead and did it, does it work? Or does it not work? And the Gemara brings a whole list of rayas this way, rayas that way. It's one of the classic machlekes in between Abaye v'Rava. Kol nilsa domen rachmano loy savet. Iovid mahani od loy mahani. Freik, Reb Kiveger. According to the man nama that holds, Iovid loy mahani. What do you need this whole Mishnah for? What do you need this whole sugya for? Zar, for example. We know a zar can't do the avoida. It says, V'kriva b'nei ha'anim esadnom. We know that a kohen has to do that. The Torah says it, obviously. He says it many times that kohanim were the ones that were supposed to do the avodah. Okay, so once I know that a kohen has to do the avodah, if a zar did the avodah, he's doing something he's not allowed to do. So he's a e ovid So what do I need a Mishnah to tell me that in addition to the halacha that a Zohar is not allowed to do the Avodah, if a Zohar does the Avodah, the Avodah is possible. Isn't that the halacha of the Avodah Mahani? Either way, I am Shom Rab Kiveger. There's a lot of raid, a lot of lumbus to answer Rab Kiveger's kasha. But just one thing in terms of pshat in the Mishnah that we have to clarify. The Mikdash David in Simin Tezvav, Sifkot Nalev, clears the shayla. When we say that Kol HaPsulim Shekiblu Domam Pasul, what's the definition of Pasul? So we're saying Pasul doesn't just mean that they cannot to do it. Pasul means that the Avodah is Pasul. But Mikdash David clears it level two. Does Pasul mean that you have to do the Avodah again? But if you want to do the Avodah again, you have the option to do the Avodah again? Or does Pasul mean that you can't even do the Avodah again? Once a Pasul does the Avodah, at that point all bets are off and there's nothing you can do anymore. Now obviously with some Avodahs it's a moot point. For example, if a Pasul would be Mekabel all the Dam, so there's no more Dam to be Mekabel. So obviously there's no way to be Mesak. You can't take the Dam, put it back into the Tzavra Behema and do another Kabbalah. That's not Kabbalah. Kabbalah is from the Tzavra Behema, that's already Nishbach, that already wouldn't work. So obviously, you need a Hechatim so where it's going to be possible. But Luyat Suyer, it's going to be possible. One of the examples he gives is that a Pasul wasn't allowed to do Malicha, wasn't allowed to salt the animal. So what happens if a Zohar went and he salted the animal? A Kol Korban Chatakriv Melech, you had to salt an animal before you brought it as a carbon. So let's say a Zohar did the Malicha, so now you're going to wash it off, you'll take the salt off, and now a Kohen's going to go. He's going to put more salt. There's no shortage of salt. So let a Kohen do the Akash. So do we say that's okay? A Zohar did the Malicha, and a Zohar wasn't allowed to do the Avodah Samalicha. That just means that his Avodah is as if it never happened. Okay, so you're missing the Avodah Samalicha. Let a Koyim Kasher come, and let him be Mashlim, that Avodah Samalicha that's missing. Or maybe when the Mishnah says Pasul, it means it's Pasul. The carbon is Pasul now. Once someone that's not allowed to touch this carbon touches the carbon, it's off limits. So you can't just wash the meat and have a Koyim Kasher go ahead and do the Malicha. Because this carbon was just rendered pasul. So it says the Mikdash David, at first glance, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me it's a Mefurish Gemara. What's the Gemara? It's the daf we learned together. It's Shabbos' daf. The Gemara says Mefurish. The Gemara discusses what happens if a Zohar, someone that wasn't a Kayin, did the Halacha, so there was Shechita Kabbalah, and then a Zohar took the Dam, and he was Melechit to the Mizbeach. So Halacha is one of the Dalet Avodis. The Gemara came out that even Reb Shimon, who's Machshe Behiloch, who says that Avodah HaPiseles doesn't disqualify a carbon b'shas Halacha, but he's Maida that Halacha is Psula Bazar. So the Halacha is that Halacha Aliba the Kuliyam is Psula Bazar. So a Zohar took the Dam and he brought it to the Mizbeach. So far it's really, we're off to a bad start. It's bad. What happened was a Kohen came and he brought it back, took it right back to the starting point, and now a Kohen took it. So the Gemara clarifies a shayla. Is it kosher or is it pasul? And the Gemara says it was a machloikis between Bnei Reb Chiya. It was a machloikis ameira. One man dama said kosher, one man dama said pasul. Zok to Mikdash David, muscharishin. What's the shayla? It's mamish the shayla. So Zohar did the halacha. Zohar wasn't allowed to do the halacha. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Kabbalah, but we said it means halacha in Zrika as well. And that's mamish the shayla, where halacha was done by a pasul. Can you undo it now and be misakin it by having a Koyun Kasher Duru? Do we say, no, it's too late. Once someone that wasn't allowed to do the Avodah did the Avodah, at this point, it's too late. You have no way of being misakin it. So it says the Mikdash David, the first glance, the Lamdam are going to tell me that my Chakira is a Mefurish Gemara. It's the Machloikis, the Bnei Reb Chiya and Reb Yanai. Whether Hilichoy Zar, the Echziroi Koyun, the Chazav Hilichoy, is it going to be Kasher? Is it going to be possible? It says the Mikdash David, if you go through that Gemara a little bit better, you'll realize one really has nothing to do with the other. Because the Gemara was Mevaer, that Machloikis, it's a very specific Machloikis with regards to Hilacha. Right? The Gemara declared, when there were two Hilachas done, the dam was brought to the Mizbeach, was brought back to the starting point, then it was brought to the Mizbeach again. What was the Iker Halacha? Was it the Halacha Kamaisa, or was it the Halacha Basraisa? And that's essentially the Shail over there. The Shail is, what's the Iker Halacha? Meaning, the man that says Kosher over there holds, because once you bring it to the Mizbeach, that's the the man that says that if a Zohar brings it, it's going to be Pasul, because he holds the Iker Halacha is the Halacha Basraisa. So being that the Halacha is, the Iker one is the Basraisa, so I don't care what happened before. In other words, the Shaila is it the Halacha Kamaisa, or is it the Halacha Basraisa? But it's not a general Shaila every single time a Zohar or any Pasul tampers with a carbon, does that mean that the carbon is going to be possible? Does that not mean the carbon is going to be possible? Maisa mikdash David lives with a shayla. So pashu pshat of the Mishnah, we're walking away with a shayla, with a little bit of a suffix, something to keep in mind. When we say that a apostle that does an avodah with a carbon, does that mean efshel l'saken? Once he does the avodah, there's nothing you can do about it anymore. There's no way to be misaken it. Or does it just mean that the avodah was an avodah psula? We're chaser the avodah. But enochinami, if there was a way to be mashlumit, if there was a way to be misaken it, isn't that the shayla of halacha? That's already, you have to get into the weeds of halacha. We're not going to get into that now. But the point is, as it relates to the Hotship shot in the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah is not telling me osir or mutter. The Mishnah is telling me apostle. The question is, what's the definition of apostle? Does apostle mean you're missing the avoid, the melee could be masakin it, or does apostle mean that there's a digger chesorin, a psul in this carbon, and as a matter of fact, there's not going to be any way to be masakin. Just one other interesting, lighter ha'ara, and that is that this idea that an oinein is apostle to do the avoidah is actually something that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's something that has ramifications halacha. So today, b'pnei chateinu, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So it's not negated to say that an oinein b'zman hazeh can't do Kabbalah, can't do halacha, or can't do Zrika. But there's a related halacha that is halacha l'maisa that comes from this Gemara right here. The Mechaber in Hilchas Nesias Kapaya. It's an Erechaim Simen Kuf Chav Ches if Kot Mem Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Achas Shivas Yimei Avelos, Noisei Kapav. An Ovel, while he's sitting Shiva, is not supposed to duchen. Acha Shiva Simei Avelos, after the Shiva, noise kapov. Ubetoich Shiva Simei Avelos. So what should he do if he's in Beis Medrash, or if he's in his house, davening during the Avelos? Yetzimi Beis HaKnesses, B'shosha Kerek Yehaim. He's supposed to walk out of Beis HaKnesses. Yeshayim, the Ramah says, the Chozmano Avelos, that this isn't just true during the Shiva, but it's true for the entire year. Afilu Adyud Beis Chodesh, Al-Ove Valimoy, Enoi Noise Eskapa, V'chein Noigim Medina Seilu. And the Ramah says, that's the Minig, HaAshkenazim, that an Ovel called Yud Beis Chodesh does not duchen. Says the Magen Avraham, what's the makar to this halacha? What's the makar that an Avol doesn't duchen? So says the Magen Avraham as follows. U'betoich zayin, v'kolshkein oinein, shemesem otolofan. Number one, when we say that an Avol is not allowed to duchen, certainly an oinein is not allowed to duchen. Why is it a kolshkein? The aser b'avoida. Because an oinein is not allowed to do the avoida. How do you know that? That's a Mishnah. That's a Mishnah, mesech tezvachim, daf tezvavam beis. U'nesiyas kapayim, zok the Magen Avraham, Nesias Kapayim is an avoida. The chaim ba ma'isa liyodev yiskimo olay ba'li hirani. Brings from the shach that the shach said he had a halacha l'maisa where it came to him and he paskin this way and the ba'li hir, everybody was masking to it. So the bottom line is, the Magen Avraham, quoting a shach, says that if the mechaber says that an oval is not allowed to duchen, kolshkin and oinin is not allowed to duchen. Why is it a kolshkin? What's the kolshkin? Kolshkein means kavachay, ma dechavel, certainly oinin. The kolshkein is, because when it comes to an oinin, there's another sibah why he shouldn't be able to duchen. An oinin was possible to dush. An oval was allowed to do the avoida. It was an oinin that wasn't allowed to do the avoida. And nesias kapayim avoidehi, said the shach. And being that nesias kapayim is an avoida, so it's for that reason, zokta Magen Avraham, quoting the shach, it's going to be possible that an oinin, like an Ovel, is not allowed to duchen. What's the makar to this that Nesias Kapayim should be an Avodah? Where does this come from? So the makar, although the Magen Avraham doesn't quote it, is a Gemara Masechtas Menachos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara there says, Reb Shimon Oimer, Kol Kayin She'ini Moida B'Avodah, any Kayin that's not Moida B'Avodah, he doesn't agree to Avodah. He believes that Moshe Rabbeinu was Bodem Yiliboy, Teres Kayanim, Sefer Vayikra. He simply does not believe, from an Amunah perspective, in the Avodah. Ein lei chelik b'guhuna. He has no chelik in the Guhuna. He doesn't get manas kuhuna. He's not allowed to do the Avodah. He's off limits. Shenema, how does he know that? Because the pasuk says, Amakriv es dam ha-shlomim, ve'es ha-chelev mi-bnei ha-haroin, Loi siya shayka yom alaman. Moida bavoida yesh loi chelik kuna. Sheina moida avoida. Ein loi chelik kuna. Okay, it's a drasha from that pasuk. Now that pasuk is talking about halacha. It's discussing the halacha of the dam, the halacha of the chelav. So it says the gemara ve'eli elazu b'vad. If the drasha that kol koyin sheina moida b'avoida ein loi chelik b'kohuna is from a pasuk of halacha, so maybe it's only true for halacha. Maybe only someone that's not moida in halacha has this halacha. I mean, ayin l'rabbis chamesh esrei avoidos. How do you know to be marba? All 15 avoidos. Interesting. So we've been talking about the dalet avoidos hadam, but again, those are avoidos hadam. There were other avoidos that were done in the Beis Hamikdash. How do you know all 15 avoidos? Zok the Braisa, what are these 15 avoides? The Gemara lists them out. Hayetzikos, v'habliloys, v'hapesisos, v'hamelichos, v'hatenufos, v'hagoshos, v'hakmitzos, v'haktoros, v'hamelichos, v'hakabolos, v'hazois, v'hashkoas soita, v'harifas eglo, utairas hametzoira, unesias kapayim b'im b'fnim b'im b'chutz. B'fnim meaning in the Beis HaMikdash, b'chutz meaning outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So you have this memra of the other 15 avoides, and one of the things mentioned as one of the other 15 avoides is nesias kapayim. Maybe b'fnim b'im b'chutz. It's referred to as avoides. So you see it's an avoides. So if it's an avoides, and an oinin is not allowed to do the avoides, zok the shach, it's poshut that an oinin is not going to be able to do it. The Maaser of Magen Avraham argues. Magen Avraham says, I agree with the halacha, but I disagree with the reason. He says, Zokta Magen Avraham, you're going to tell me that Nesias Kapayim is an Avoida? So all Hilchas Avoida are going to apply to Duchening. There's no way you're going to be able to reconcile that. That's not going to work. Elamai, what do you have to say? Deloy Iskish L'Avoida L'Chol Mili. I quote, that although it's true on some level it's called Avoida, and maybe with regards to certain Halachas, but not with regards to all Halachas, and being that it's not true with regards to all Halachas, it's a big Chiddush to say that an Oinein would not be able to do the Avoida simply because we look at this Oinein as because we're not be able to do this duchen because we look at duchen as being an avoida. What then is the reason that an oinein can't do the avoida? He says it's the same reason that an oval can't do the avoida, and the reason is mishum de enoi shari b'simcha. It's very simple, because in order for a person to duchen, he has to be in a place of simcha. I mean that he has to be in a place of simcha, and an oinein is not shari b'simcha. It's for that reason zok to Magen Avraham that an oinein doesn't duchen. So the shach says the oinein doesn't duchen because nesias kapayim is based on the Gemara Menachas Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Magen Avraham says it's not the reason. It's true on some level, Nesias Kapayim is looked at as avoida, but lav l'cho mili iskash, it's not looked at as avoida with regards to everything. What then is the reason? The reason is something else. The reason is because he's not shari b'simcha, and being that he's not shari b'simcha, it's something that's going to be difficult for him to do. But either way, just before we go weiter, three ha'aris b'derech agav. Number one, so we have a discussion over here, a shachin among an Avram, whether an oinein maybe is not allowed to duchen, and the reason is based on the fact that Nesias Kapayim is looked at as avoida. Years ago, we spoke out festerade. We don't have time to go through this whole arichas now, although it'd be geshmak. We don't have time to go through it, but with regards to someone that's not a kohen, if someone's not a kohen, he wants to go up and he decides that he wants to duchen. Is he allowed to duchen or is he not allowed to duchen? So at first glance, you're going to tell me, what's the havamina that he should be able to duchen? I mean, we say it every morning. Daber alaharin v'albon of lemer. So, l'chura, it's one of the mitzvahs kohuna. If it's one of the mitzvahs kohuna, it's poshut that a zar shouldn't be able to do that. Stating that, there's a very mysterious gemara, Masech de Shabbos, Tav kuf yud ches amid beis. The gemara says, Om Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Yo yedei ani ba'at mish'eni koyin. I know that I'm not a koyin. Stating that, if my chevra tell me, my friends say, go up and duchen, ani yoyla, I go, you know, I don't turn down my friend's request. So even though I know that I'm not a kohen, but if my friends tell me to do it, I go ahead and do it. And it's a pella, this gemara. What's going on? Rabbi Yossi say, I know I'm not a kohen. If they call me up for kohen, I'll take a shlishi. I know I'm not a shlishi, but I'll take it. Okay, namela, but you're kohen, you can't do. You're a kohen, you're not a kohen. So all this havamina, Rabbi Yossi says, yedei ani ba'atzmi she'enei kohen. So there's a lot. Tosis talks about it. There's a Magen Avraham. This is true from the Nidib Yehuda. There's a Gemara in Ksubas. It's a Gevaldig Arichas. We once spoke out. The punchline of this shtickle is that the Baal Teret Mima says that he found the Metziah. He found the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and one of his Svarim quotes this Gemara. And the Haktamah to say for Rabbeinu Yerucham, he quotes this Gemara. Derech Agav, he's trying to make a point. And the way he quotes the Gemara is as follows. Am Rabbi Yossi, Yedei ani ba'atzmi she'eni kedai. I know I'm not worthy. However, so the Baal Torah Tumimah says, wow, Rabbi Yerucham had a different gears in the Gemara. Not yodei ani ba'atzmi she'eni koyen, but rather yodei ani ba'atzmi she'eni kedai. We're talking about two different things. Rabbi Yerucham understood once upon a time there was a duchan, there was a podium, and they would call people to get up and, you know, say a few words. Bagris ta'ilam. So Rabbi Yossi said, yodei ani ba'atzmi she'eni kedai. I know really I'm not worthy to get up, but go to the duchan. We're not duchening. So says the Baal Teret Tamima, the Chur Rabbeinu Yerucham's Gersa was probably the right Gersa. And there must have been a Talmud Toya somewhere along the line that got confused. He saw the word duchen, he saw we're probably duchening. So he wrote, instead of Yedei Ani Ba'atzmi She'eni Kedai, Yedei Ani Ba'atzmi She'eni Koyin. And that's how you got this whole confusion. But at the end of the day, if I have a minute, the Rabbi Yossi as a czar would have gone up and he would have duchen. But the bottom line is, this Gemara is another wrinkle into this whole discussion. Why? Because the czar is possible to do the Avoid. So if the Shach is Gerech, Zogt der Schachter den Oinen. Ken duchen. Why can an Oinen duchen? Because he's possible avoida. Based on the Gemara Menachos Avgit Chesel Mebeis that you have the other 15 avoidas, one of which is in Stias Kapayim, Bifnim Ubachos. So you have a new reason, Bechura Kachem Digger reason, why the Azar it shouldn't be able to duchen. Why Rabbi Yossi shouldn't have been able to duchen? Because if it had been possible avoida, the Lecher should be possible to duchen. It's the same Shach. The Shach is discussing the second puzzle in the Mishnah. We're discussing the first puzzle in the Mishnah. But at the end of the day, if an Oinin can't duchen because he's puzzle avoided, and Lechay Rezar shouldn't be able to duchen because he's puzzle avoided either. That's the first Ara. The second Ara is the Magen Avraham says, why can't an Oinin duchen? It has nothing to do with the fact that Messias Kapayim is avoided. The reason is because he's not besimcha. And being that he's not shori b'simcha, it's for that reason he can't duchen. Meaning, in order to duchen, you have to be shori b'simcha. We know that there's really a mitzvah, even b'zman hazeh to duchen. That's why in Eretz Yisrael, the kehanim duchen. By Shachris, in Eretz Yisrael, kehanim duchen. It's only in chutz la'aretz that the kehanim don't duchen. And the emes is, if you think about it, it's tzarechin. Duchening is not one of the mitzvahs that tluyas ba'aretz. So if it's not one of the mitzvahs that tluyas ba'aretz, my nafgamina between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. You know who asks the kasha the Ramah? The Ramah in Hilchos Asiyas Kapayim, it's in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, Sivkot Mem Dalet, if you want to see it inside, says the Ramah, Noyagin, Bechol Medino Yisaylu, She'ein Noysim Kapayim Elo B'Yantiv. The minig is that we don't duchen only on Yantiv. And the reason is, Mishum Sha'oz Shruyim B'Simchas Yantiv. Because the only time we're B'Simcha, is on Yantiv. V'toiv lev hu yivarech. In order to give a bracha, you have to be in a good place. You have to be a toiv lev. Your heart has to be in a good place. Masha'enki mishayon. And most people don't feel that during the week. As a result, in chutz la'aretz, where people are fadaiget, they're fayuk, it's for that reason, the Chachamim said, the minig is not to duchen. It's only in Eretz Yisrael where we feel it. When do we duchen in Chutz La'aretz? The only time we duchen is on Yontif. And says the Ramot, not just Yontif, Yontif by Mutzif. Well, you know, davening is over. You're about to make Kiddush. That's when you stop feeling Simchas Yontif. That's when you could duchen. But I'll go part of this idea that you have to be in a place besimcha in order to duchen. That is so fundamental to Nesias Kapayim. The Ramot says that's the answer. That's the yishuv to the Minig Ha'ilu. That we don't duchen every Chur. We should duchen every morning. Why don't we duchen? The Teretz is because toiv lev hu yivarech. You have to be shari b'simcha. And in chutz la'aretz, we're not in a ma. He says, even on Shabbos, we're trudim behurhurim al mechiasim val bitum alachim. People are worried, they're not working, how they can make money. So the bottom line is, it's only yontif musif, literally right before Kiddush, that people feel it a little bit, and it's only then that you can go ahead and you can duchen. Because in order to duchen, you have to be in a place b'simcha. To do it, the Aruch HaShulchan brings that really, it's he's very bothered by this also, this minik. How is it possible that we don't duchen? And he says an interesting lashon. He says that it's yodua that there were two gedolim that tried instituting mikublani sheshnei gedolei adar b'doyre shelafanenu kol echad b'mkoymei rotza lahanig nesias kapayim b'chol yoyim. He says there were two gedolim in the previous dar that tried instituting Nesias Kapayim, ukeshehigbilu yoim hamugbal, and when the day came, the day arrived that they wanted to institute Nesias Kapayim in Chutz La'aretz, nizbalbel ha'inyan v'loy olalahem. For Amru, and they said, shiroyim en hashamayim, kein nigzera. They saw that there must be some gzerim in Shemayim that they don't want Nesias Kapayim. So Aruch HaShulchan says that he knows he has a Messiah, that there were two gedolim in his previous dar, that's already a few dairis, where these two gedolim wanted to institute duchening every single morning, and lamaisa lo yistayim nilsa, it was something that didn't work out. But the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't tell us who these two gedolim are. But it's Yedua, the Velt says that it was none other than the Baal HaTanya and the Vilna Gaon. So I'll tell you something interesting, that the Netziv in a Tshuva, in Meshev Davar, it's in Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Dalet, so it's in the middle of a very long Tshuva, he says as follows, this is the Netziv talking, Uschurani, Sheshamati Kimeduma Michoisni Hagoyen, Maritz Hagai V'Devalash, he says he heard from a Shver, Shepam Achad, Hiskim Rabbeinu Hagroza Lahanig Nesias Kapayim B'chol Yoyim B'Beis Medrash. That one day the Vilna Gaon decided that he wanted to institute Nesias Kapayim in his Beis Medrash. V'ikfu min hashamayim. They stopped him. V'nulkach lebeis ha'asurim be'isa machloikis ha'neiro b'vilna le'elenu. So apparently there was a big machloikis in Vilna at the time, and the police were coming and they were incarcerating people, and the Vilna Gaon himself ended up in Beis ha'asurim. And it happened on that day that in his Beis Medrash he was going to fear this new minig where they were going to start duchening every morning. The Achakach, he says, I heard that Hagoyin, Avir Haroyin, Reb Chaim Volozhin, Hiskim, he decided that he's going to do and take care of the unfinished business of his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. His can be yoy mechad shabi yoy mamachras yitzav alis kapayim. That he's going to go and he's going to try to do the same thing. Uba'is alayla, and on that night, nishrav chatzio ir. The night before that Shachris, where in Reb Chaim Voloshin's Beis Medrash, they were going to enter in the Nesias Kapayim, there was a Sreifa. Half the city burnt, u'Beis HaKnesses Shabir. And included in that half the city was the Beis HaKnesses. Says the Netziv, v'ra'u they saw, v'hizbaynunu they understood. She'yesh v'ze eze dover soid, b'sisre hashpoyis habrocha hayoyrid al yidei b'riches kayanim b'chutz l'aretz. They realized that b'riches kayanim, Nesias Kapayim, is kind of reich dezach. Not a posh the thing. And the hashpoyis that come down, are involved in soidis besisrei hashpois, and it was, and they're not meant to come down on a weekday in chutz laretz for ein itanu yedei adma. Says we know this is above our pay grade. Says the Netziv, but the bottom line is fascinating. This idea as it relates to chutz laretz bizmaneinu, and you see there were people that try doing it. But lemaisa, in terms of the pashup shot, why not? The Rama already says that it's related because you have to be in a zman of simcha, which is the same reason that the Magen Avraham gives why an oinein is not able to do it. And then finally, the third ha'ara. So you have an interesting idea. Duchening, we know duchening has to be done by a kohen. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's an avoida, right? Shchita, lav avoida. We had the Gemara Maris Negayim. We had Shchita's Par Aduma has to be done by a kohen, even though it's lav avoida. So Nesias Kapayim, however, that's a Gemara. In Menachas Daf Yud Ches of the days, the Shach brings it la halacha that duchening Birchas Kohenim is an avoida. We know that. Duchening begins, Koisavarcho, it's Bnei Yisrael, Amor Elohim, Yiverechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that the word Koi is Begematria 25. It says we know that a Koyin gets Chav Dalid Matnas Kuhuna. A Koyin gets Chav Dalid Matnas Kuhuna. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, this is really a 25th. And the 25th Matona that Hashem gave the Koyanim was the mitzvah of Birchas Koyanim. The fact that a Koyin has the ability to bench Klal Yisrael, he has this superpower, this Koyach, to be the intermediary, to bring down this hashpa, like the Netziv says, down from Shemayim, that's a bracha. It's just kind of like the Zach. And it's the Matana, and it's the 25th of the Matnas Kahuna. And that's Merumas in Koyis of Archa as Bnei Yisrael. So you do it, the Chafetz Chaim used to say over that the Shla called the Shadda Zeda that had 24 children. He had 12 sons, and he had 12 daughters. He himself was a Koyin, which meant that his 12 sons were Koyanim. His 12 daughters all married Kayanim. And he said, one time, the entire family duchen together. So it was the Shlo Zeda, with his 12 sons and 12 Edomis, all of whom were Kayanim. And he said, he was Zeicha to be Mekayim, Koisavarchu has been Yisrael. 25 members of one Mishpacha duchening at the same time. But Al-Kaponim, just to bring it back full circle. So you have Birchas Kayanim is an Avoida. You have Birchas Kayanim is, it's a Matana. Regardless, on that note, we resume. So the Gemara weiter. Full yoyts. Hakol hazvachim shekiblu dam amzar oinein. And then the Mishnah mentioned a tful yoy. So what's a tful yoy? What's a tful yoy? So tful yoyin is someone that became tamei. He went to the mikvah. Obviously, mikvah is Tyra 101. But even after a tamei went to the mikvah, the tamei did not become tahar until Harif Shemesh, until the sun sets. So until the sun sets, this tamei that went to the mikvah is still going to be tamei. So we're familiar with the idea of a tful, right? That's a tful yoy. Somebody's tamei touched the sheretz. Okay, so he has to go to the mikvah. He's about keris, a nida. He has to go to the mikvah, right? But you don't become tahar until the sun sets. And what happens is, although after the tefillah, this tamei, it's niklash tumasa a little bit, meaning he's not going to be in the same intense state of tumah that he was previously, but on some level, he's still a tamei. So for example, a koyein that was tamei, that had tefillah, until Harif Shemesh, until the sun sets, he's not allowed to eat truma. When's he allowed to eat truma? It's only after the sun sets. How do you know that? It's the first Mishnah in Talmud Bavli. It's the first Mishnah in Shas. Me'imasai koyin es shema ba'arvin, mishoshe koyhanim nechnasan lechal b'trumasan. Right, so the Mishnah says, when do you read Kriyishma? When could you read Kriyishma ba'layla? It's mishoshe koyhanim nechnasan lechal b'trumasan. What's the rest of the story? The rest of the story is, we talk about a koyin, that was Tomei. Because he was Tomei, so he went to the mikvah, but despite the fact that he had tefillah, he's still a tful yayim. When does he become tahar? He becomes tahar when the sun sets. So until the sun sets, he has a din of a tful yoyim. He's still considered tamei. L'may nafkemina, he's still not going to be able to eat truma. You know, the egle tal in the hakdama to sefer. So the hakdama to the egle tal is very, very famous. It's famous for his piece on Torah Lishma and learning with a geshmak. But the very last paragraph in the hakdama to egle tal, he says as follows: Ra'isi l'kayim ben yichabedav. I decided that I'm writing the sefer, a magnum opus, The Sefer Egli tells, I want to be mechabed my father. Lichtoiv bepsicha sifri dover masha shamati mechvoid adoni avi moiri virebi zatzal. He wants to say over something from his father. So he says that even though it's not related to the Sefer Egli Tal, but lemaisa, he's writing a Sefer and he wants to be poiseach his Sefer with something that he heard from his father. A pshat in the first Mishnah in Masechtas Brachos. Maybe it's like Karen Sashma Ba'arvin. Bishotcha kianim nechnosan lecha b'churosan. Ve'eme muvan atliya zebazat. First glance, what does one have to do with the other? What is Kriyash Masha Ba'arvis have to do? What does it have to do with Bishasha Kehanim Nechnasan Lacha B'Truma? Okay, it's a Taliyah, Milsa Agavurchi Kamashwa. But Lemais, at the end of the day, what's Pashup Shah? Why in the world would Chachamim be Toila, the mitzvah of Kriyashma, with the Halacha of Truma? So he said as follows, Va'omar Adoini Ovizal. Still, in the Herif Shemesh, it's Richa Toira. This idea that after a person toivels, he needs Herif Shemesh, what's the Pshat? So the Pshat as follows. Because although Tefillah is a Metaher, but being that this person woke up in the morning Tameh, the Tumah remains with him through the course of the day. Meaning, he toivled, you're right. He did something, he did a Maiser right now of Tahira. And based on the Maiser of Tahira that he did, he shouldn't be Tameh anymore. But the bottom line is, he was Tameh for Mikzas Hayayim. And once you're Tameh for Mikzas Hayayim, it's impossible to completely rid yourself from that Tumah. And that's the Yisayit of a Tful Yayim. That's the Yisayit of Herif Shemesh. The Yisayit of a Tful Yayim is, then a Chanami you toivled. But today you were Tameh, albeit in the morning before you toivel. So now, even after you feel it, there's a she'eris, there's a shirayim of tumah that's gonna stick with you. So the Avinezer says that his father said that's the same yisoid. We say Kriya Shema in the morning, and then we say Kriya Shema at night. L'chura, why do you only say Kriya Shema in the morning and night? Why do you have to say Kriya Shema again in the afternoon? By mincha, you daven three times a day. So l'chura, why is it pamayim ba'ahava Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? It should have been shalosh pamim. Just like three times a day we daven, shouldn't you have to say Kriya Shema three times a day? So Davin Ezi said, his father said, you know what the answer is? Truma. What do you see from the Tful Yoin? What do you see that the Kohen Kohani Truma, I toiveled already? The Teretz says that once he was Tameh for Mikzas Hayoim, the Tumah remains with him. If that's true for the Koyach HaTumah, the same is true for the Koyach HaKadosh as well. Once a person's Mekabel O Malcha Shemayim in the morning, that Kabbalah's O Malcha Shemayim, that Kedusha remains with him during the course of the day. You start your day on the right foot, so that Kedusha that you get from starting your day with learning, with davening, with Kabbalah's O Malcha Shemayim, it stays with you. And even though during the course of your day, you Masiyach Das, you go here, you go there, Hachi Vahachi, the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it's something that remains with you. When do you have to learn Kriya Shema again? At night. After Erev Shemesh, now already it's a new day. Now already the Kohanim are allowed to eat Truma. Now that Tumah is not there. Now already it's time to be Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim. So the reason that you are Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim from the morning and then you skip all the way till the night, you don't have to be Mekabel again during the day. The reason for that is because the Kedusha remains with you. How do I know that? I was Masiach Das. I know that from the Kohanim HaTumah. I know that from B'Shosh HaKohanim Nechnosim Lechol. Right, we can't stall anymore. Zok the Mishnah, Tful Yoyim. I'm kidding. Tful Yoyim, Minala. And how do you know that a Tful Yoyim, meaning after he ready Toivel, maybe you think at this point he's not so Tomei anymore. So maybe at this point he's allowed to do the Avodah. So the Mishnah says no. A regular Tomei is not allowed to do the Avodah. A Tful Yoyim is also not allowed to do the Avodah. Zok my time and looked at Rice. Reb Simoyim said, Remez, L'Tful Yoyim, Shem Avod Chilim Inayim. What's the Remez? That a Tful Yoyim that does the Avodah, that the Avodah is possible, Talmud Loimar, it says, Kedoshim yiyu leloy heyem, v'lo yichalu l'shem leloy heyem, kes ishi Hashem lechem alkeim heim makrivim, v'hoyu kodesh. Now that pasuk, the way the Gemara understands it, is talking about a tameh. That a tameh is kedosh, has to stay away from kedoshim. He has to stay away from the makom hamikdash, and if he doesn't, he's going to be mechalu. V'lo yichalu l'shem leloy heyem. So we have an azara telling me that a tameh is not allowed to do the avodah. But more than that, if a kohen Tameh does the Avodah, he's going to be Mechalo the Avodah. That's the emphasis of Alei Yichalo. Now, we know that an ordinary Tameh is not allowed to do the Avodah. How do we know that? We know that from yesterday's daf. That was the Pasuk, V'inazru mikachi b'nei Yisrael v'lo Yichalo Hashem kachi. The Pashup Shad in that Pasuk was referring to a Tameh. So says, Rab Simoyim, Ei no yinyin l'Tameh. A regular Tameh, I know, that often v'inazru t'nei yinyin l'Tful Yoyim. So I have an extra Pasuk to tell me Tful Yoyim. Frank the Gemara, Eimet t'nei yinyin l'Kerech, Karchul Mashkes Pazokin. How do I know that this extra Pasuk is referring to a tummy that already toivled, maybe a tummy that toivled is tar already. You see that with regards to a lot of things he's tar, he just can't eat truma, but with a lot of things he's considered a tar, so maybe he's allowed to do the avoid. What is this pasuk of k'toishim yivaloy yichalu? It's an extra pasuk. Maybe it's referring to the pasuk right before it. So the pasuk right before it says that a koyein is not allowed to be kareach karkal ameis. If he's an oval, so he can't be misabel yoysimidai, can't start ripping his hair out. He can't be mashkes pasuk, he's not allowed to shave with a razor. Now the truth is all yidden are not allowed to be kareach karkal ameis, and all yidden are not allowed to shave with a razor. It's not from the mitzvah school, no. But the Torah chazes it over in Parashas Zemo with regards to the kehanim. But the bottom line is, that's the context over there. The pasuk says a koyein can't be kareach karkal, a koyein can't be mashkes pasuk, and right afterwards it says k'doshim yivaloy yichalu. So maybe that pasuk is coming to say that if a koyein's kareach karkal ameis and then he does the avodah, or if a koyein shaves with a razor and then he does the avodah, so maybe that's the chiddush of that pasuk to tell me that the avodah's pasuk. How do you know that this extra pasuk is coming to teach me a tful yoim? So the Gemara says, now I'll tell you how I know. Because tful yoim avad b'misa minole. How do you know that a tful yoim that does the avodah is chayv misa? Meaning, we know that a tful yoim cannot do the avodah. Not only can a tful yoim not do the avodah, a tful yoim that does the avodah is chayv misa. What's our discussion? Again, our discussion is not whether he can or cannot. Our discussion is that if he does the avodah, the avodah is going to be possible. So we spoke out by Zohar. Our discussion is if he does the avodah, is the avodah going to be possible? But the fact that a tful yoim that does the avodah is a problem, that we know. Not only do we know that, we also know that he's chayev misa. And how do we know that? The gomer chilu chilu mitruma. We learn it from Gzeir Shava, and the Gzeir Shava is this pasuk: k'doshim yiu leiloi keyem v'loi yichalalu. And it says umesu bay ki yichalalu with regards to a tameh and even a tful yoim that eats truma. So we use this pasuk somewhere else to teach me a halacha with regards to truma. What's the halacha? Just like a tful yoim that eats truma is chayiv misa, so too a tful yoim that does the avodah is going to be chayiv misa as well. But al kapana, if we're using this pasuk clearly in that other gzeir shava to teach me a halacha about a tful yoim, not a halacha about someone that's pereach karcha or someone that's mashchis spaz zaken. So I say, Meris, that this pasuk is talking about a tful yoim. Oh, so the pasuk is talking about a tful yoim. How do I know that? I know that from that gzeirah shava. Okay, then obviously when it says v'chloi chalulu, I have a makar that a tful yoim that does the avodah is going to be possible, not a makar that a pereach karcha or mashchis spaz zaken does the avodah is going to be possible. The pasuk b'truma machal avodah, the loy pasuk b'truma loy machal avodah. So I'll compare. We have the halacha that a tamei that does the avodah is possible. We have the halacha that a tful yoim that does the avodah is possible. Again, what's a tful yoim? That's a tamei that went to the mikvah. The sun didn't set yet. It wasn't shkia yet. So the halacha is he's a little bit tahar. He can eat meiser, for example. There's certain things he could do, but at the same time, he's not completely tahar. Can eat truma. That's mishosh akianim nechas. Can eat truma until the sun sets. Now, the Mishnah mentioned another tameh, and that is a mechusav kippurim. What's a mechusav kippurim? There were certain people that were so tameh that in order for them to be tar, they even had to bring a carpet. So they'd have to go to the mikvah, they would have to wait for the sun to set, and then the next day, the day after they went to the mikvah, they had to bring a carpet. Until they did that, they weren't tar. Who are those tameim? So there were four tameim: a zav, a zava, a yoledes, and a metzayra. Those four people were not tar until they even brought a carbon. Now what happens after they went to the mikvah, the sun set, but they didn't bring a carbon yet. So they were able to eat truma, because that's Erev Shemesh. And that's true even if you're a Tommy that has to bring a carbon. What you couldn't do when you were Mechusa Kippur, what you couldn't do when you were Mechusa, you couldn't eat Kacha. So really, there are certain people that there were three levels of their Tahira process. Number one, they had to go to the mikvah. Until then, they're a good old-fashioned Tommy. They had to wait for the sun to set. Meaning, after they went to the mikvah, if the sun didn't set yet, they were still tameh, a more kolish tigatuma, a weaker tuma, they were considered a tful yoim. And even after they went to the mikvah and the sun already set, in some cases, they were still tameh, again, a weaker tameh, they were called mechusa kippurim. That tuma remained until they brought a carbon. What couldn't they do after Erev Shemesh, before they brought the carbon? They couldn't eat kachem. Mamaisa, we have a pasuk that tells me that a Tomei that does the Avodah, a regular Tomei does the Avodah, the Avodah is possible. We have a Pasuk we just mentioned now, that a Tful Yoyim that does the Avodah is going to be possible. And the Gemara is going to bring later in the Sugya is a Pasuk that a Mechusei Kippurim that does the Avodah is going to be possible. That's the Mishnah. We have Tful Yoyim, Mechusei Kippurim, obviously a Tomei as well. All three of them, if they do the Avodah, is going to be possible. And we have a Makar for each three. So Rabbi was bothered. Oh my Rabbi, let me be the Kasa Rachmana, Tomei, Utful Yoyim, and Mechusei Kippurim. Why do I need a Pasuk that a Tomei that does the Avodah is possible? A Tful Yoyim that does the Avodah that is possible, and a Mechusei Kippurim that does the Avodah that is possible. So Gemara says, Tzri, Chedikas, Rechmano Tomei, because I only known Tomei, Shekei Metam. Okay, I would have thought a regular Tomei that does the Avodah. Right, his Tum is the most Chomer. Why is it the most Chomer? I mean, it's obvious it's the most Chomer, but you want an example? He could be Metam. Tful Yoyim can't be Metam. A Mechusei Kippurim can't be Metam. So a regular Tomei that could be Metam. If he does the Avodah, that Avodah is going to be possible. As opposed to a Tful Yoyim and Mechusei Kippurim. So I couldn't just say Tomei. But Tful Yoyim, maybe you should have just said Tful Yoyim. Once I know Tful Yoyim, certainly Tomei, that's true. But Mechusei Kippurim liyasimine. I wouldn't know a Mechusei Kippurim from a Tful Yoyim. Because I would think Shekein, Pasol, Betruma. A Tful Yoyim is more common than a Mechusei Kippurim. A Tful Yoyim can't eat Truma. A Mechusei Kippurim could eat Truma. He just can't eat Kachem. Mechusei Kippurim, Tful Yoyim loy asimine. Had I had a Mechusei Kippurim, and I would know that if a Mechusei Kippurim, if I would have that drasha, does the Avodah Avodah is possible? Certainly a regular Tomei, but I wouldn't necessarily know Tful Yoyim. I thought Tful Yoyim comes, isn't Tful Yoyim a higher stage of Tuma? Yeah, but on some level you can argue that Tful Yoyim loy asimine shekei mechusei maisa. A Tful Yoyim, all he needs is the sun to set. That's not a maisa, the sun's going to set. What a Mechusei Kippurim needs, he has to do something. He has to bring a carbon. He has to do a maisa. So on some level you could think that maybe Mechusei Kippurim is more chomer. Bottom line is, Rabbi said, I need a pasuk because I would never be able to learn one from the other. I certainly can't learn anything from the real Tomei because a Tful Yoyim and a Mechusei Kippurim are less than a Tomei. Just because a real Tomei is mechal de avoid, it doesn't mean a Tful Yoyim and a Mechusei Kippurim. I can't learn Mechusei Kippurim from Tful Yoyim. I can't learn Tful Yoyim from Mechusei Kippurim. That's why I need a pasuk for each tree. But the Gemara says, Michado loyasi, teisichado mitarti. Right, we're getting the hang of this. So I understand you can't learn one from the other, but chura, can't you make a matzah? So can't you learn one from two? So the Gemara says, okay, which one do you not want it to say? Which one is extra? Meaning you're saying, let it say two and I'll know the third. You want it not to say Mechusei Kippurim, and let's learn Mechusei Kippurim is b'chal avoida from the fact that a regular Tomei at Tful Yoyim, that's the same perk we had. A Tomei can't eat Truma, even a Tful Yoyim can't eat Truma. Mechusei Kippurim, who could eat Truma is b'chal avoida. Your kasha is, let it not say Tful Yoyim, and let's learn Tful Yoyim from a tzad hashava between a regular Tomei and a Mechusei Kippurim. Then my parchis, what are you going to ask? You're going to ask essentially the same question that we asked a minute ago. A regular Tomei is Mechusei Maisa. What's his Maisa? He has to Teufel. And a Mechusei Kippurim is Mechusei Maisa. He has to bring the carbon. But here the Gemara is Doicha that, and the Gemara says, Soif, Soif, Klisha La Tumasai. Luchura, I hear what you're saying, that a Mechusei Kippurim is Mechusei Maisa, whereas a Tful Yoyim is not Mechusei Maisa, he just needs the sun to set. But let's be honest, the Mechusei Kippurim is less Tomei than the Tful Yoyim. It's Klisha Tumasai. Why is he less Tomei? He can eat Truma, whereas the Tful Yoyim can eat Truma. So Luchura, Tain is the Gemara is falling off of that Svara. At the end of the day, Luchura, why do you need three psukim? Let it say Mechusei Kippurim. Maybe Mechusei Kippurim by itself. Certainly Mechusei Kippurim and Tomei with a Tzad HaShava, and I'll know if a Mechusei Kippurim can't do the Avodah. Even though he's Mechusei Maisa. But the Maisa is Kolish Tumase, then certainly a Tful Yoyim should be able to do the Avodah. So why then do you need psukim? So the Gemara said, Kosavar, Rabba holds Mechusei Kippurim Dezav Kizav Dami. Rabba must have held along this. Rabba must have held that it's true. It's true that a Mechusei Kippurim, is Kolish Tumase, because a Mechusei Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma, whereas a Tful Yoyim is not allowed to eat Truma. But with regards to, listen to the Lamdas, what a Mechusei Kippurim can't do, we look at him as a regular Tameh. So Mechusei Kippurim can't eat Kachim. Klape Achilas Kachim, maybe we look at him as a regular Tameh. Meaning, Mechusei Kippurim dezav is kezav. That's just an example. Mechusei Kippurim dezav is kezav. Mechusei Kippurim dioledes is kieledes. Mechusei Kippurim de metzayra is like a metzayra. Those are the four Mechusei Kippurims. The point is that we look at a Mechusei Kippurim not as someone who is in a weakened state of tumah. he's in a weakened state of tumah with regards to what he's allowed to do, but with regards to what he's not allowed to do, he's a fest, a tameh. It's not kolish tumaseh. If it's not kolish tumaseh, you can't say mechusa kippurim and even learn out tful yoyim from there. So the bottom line is, it's for that reason it had to say a tameh, it had to say tful yoyim, and it had to say mechusa kippurim. It's just going to drop more gemara. It says the gemara mechusa kippurim dezav kizav. Every time I really this shaila whether mechusa kippurim dezav is kizav is a machlekes tanam. Tanya relin to the braisa. Meaning when we say a mechusa kippurim, he didn't bring his carbon yet, so he's still in a state of tumah. He can't eat kachem. Klapi the isra achilas kachem. Do we look at him as a regular tumah, or is it kolish tumase even klapi the halacha of achilas kachem? So we have a machlekes tanam d'tanya. Sarfa oinein mechusar kipurim ksheira. So we know a czar wasn't allowed to do the avoid of the paraduma, even though the paraduma wasn't done in the Beis Hamikdash. It was done in Har Ezeisim. It wasn't a real avoida. But at the same time, a czar was off limits. Even shchitas paraduma was psula bizarre. Although shechita ordinarily is ksheir b'zav. So we have a machloikis, sarfa oinein, if the paraduma was burnt by an oinein, or mechusi kippurim ksheir. Yitzvah b'avli oimer, oinein ksheir, mechusi kippurim ksul. I agree with you that an oinein is allowed to burn the paraduma. I disagree with you that a mechusi kippurim is not allowed to burn the paraduma. In other words, we have a machloikis. Could a mechusi kippurim burn the paraduma, or could he not? My lab okam evlegi. Mar sava mechusi kippurim dezav kizav dami. Mar sava lav kizav dami. A tamei wasn't allowed to burn it. So maybe that's the shaila. Is a mechusi kippurim looked at as a tamei, or is he not looked at as a tamei? If we look at him as a, if he has the regular toma with regards to certain things, so with regards to some things he's a regular toma, so maybe that's enough to disqualify him from being able to burn the paraduma. Or maybe no, maybe we don't look at him that way. At the end of the day, he's shvacher than the tefil yoyim. He's in a weakened state of toma. Someone that's in this weakened state of toma, even though a toma is not allowed to burn the paraduma, maybe someone in this weakened state of toma is allowed to burn the paraduma. The Gemara says, "Lo, it's not muchach that that's the machlok. It's kuli yama kizav." Maybe I'll tell you, everybody holds that a mechusa kippurim dezav is kizav, meaning a mechusa Kippurim is in the real state of Tumah. What's the Shaila then, whether Mechusa Kippurim could burn the Paraduma or not? The Pasuk says, the Hiza HaTahar Al Hatame. So Atar had to be the one that was involved in the preparation of the Paraduma. It had to be done by Atar. So the Gemara says, the Hiza HaTahar. I mean, that's so obvious. We know that Atar had to do it. What's the Chiddush? Meaning it's learned out from other Psukim in the parasha of Paraduma, in the beginning of parasha's Chukas. So why did the Torah here have to re-emphasize V'hiza hatar, michlal shehu tameh? It's coming to teach me that he doesn't have to be a full-fledged tahar. Even someone that's a little tameh, that's enough. It's a riboy that you don't have to be 100% tahar. Li made al tful yoyim shekasha bepara. It's teaching me that a tful yoyim is considered a tahar. Sometimes a tful yoyim is a tahar. Sometimes he's not. He can't eat truma. He could eat meiser. As it relates to this, v'hiza hatar is a riboy, even if you're only a little bit tahar. Okay. Shailas, what about a mechusa kippurim? Mar savar tumah dechal atayr kul. One man da Amar said that when we say a tful yoyim, we mean every tful yoyim. Every tful yoyim. Any single tameh. It doesn't matter if you were tamei tumas sheretz, tumas keri, or tumas zav, zav yiledes and etzayr. Meaning, it doesn't matter if you're also a mechusa kippurim, or you're not also a mechusa kippurim. So the man da Amar that says that a mechusa kippurim is kosher, because we know a tful yoyim is kosher, every tful yoyim, even a tful yoyim dezav. Now, tful yoyim dezav, tful yoyim dezav, tful yoyim demetzayr, and tful yom diyaledes are also mechusa kippurim. So you see clearly that a mechusa kippurim is allowed to be involved in the preparation of the paraduma. Umar sabab tumah dahach parsha. No, it's just the tful yom of the parsha of parshas chukas, of the persons who has the tumah of the subject of the paraduma. Who got the paraduma? Someone that was tamei tumas meis. Anything that's like tumas meis, oinein utful yom tmei sheretz dekili. There also bekal v'chayim a tful yoyim demes. Madach a tful yoyim demes. Certainly a tful yoyim of a tuma that's more kuladig than tumas meis. Av a mechusa kippurim dezav dechamer shkei tuma yaitza olav migufay loy. But the tful yoyim of a tuma that's more chamer than tumas meis, such as zav zav yiledes and mitzayir. And why are they more chamer? Because that tuma was yatsa migufay. But the bottom line is that the ones, the tful yoyims that also are mechusa kippurims, their tumas are more chamer than the tuma. It's not muchach that when the Torah said v'hiza atar, it's coming to be marba, that even such a tful yoyim is allowed to go and prepare it. Al kapanim, this shayla, whether mechusa kippurim is allowed to burn the paraduma, is not allowed to burn the paraduma, is not totally in this fundamental shaila of the mechusa kippurim dezav is kizav or lav kizav. It has nothing to do with our sugya. It's a more specific shaila in the halachas of paraduma, where there's a riboy that a tful yoyim was allowed to burn it. The question is: it every tful yoyim, even the mechusa kippurims, even the tful yoyims that are also mechusa kippurims, or is it only a tful yoyim that's not a mechusa kippurim?